This is a Farm Doc podcast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason on the line with us today to take a look at his latest FEFO, that stands for Farm Economics Facts and Opinion, titled Farmland Price Outlook, is Gary Schnicke. He's a farm management specialist here on campus. Gary, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's take a look at farmland price and outlook. I suppose up front we ought to get through the process. Do you expect the price of farmland to dive anytime soon?
No. If we look at where cash rents are on farmland and where interest rates are, farmland prices where they are at in Illinois appear to be reasonable and in line with historical relationships.
Talk to me about the historical relationships and Illinois farmland prices, what they were and what they are now.
Well, right now, USDA would say the average land price in Illinois is $4,820, and obviously that's been from the 1980s was a roller coaster. 1980, we saw a really large decline in farmland prices during the early 80s, primarily due to lower farmland returns and also higher interest rates. But since 1986, we've seen farmland prices increase rather steadily. And then they really took off in 2004 and 2008, averaging 15% increases. And that 2004 to 2008 period, a lot of the increase was due to urban pressures and 1031 exchanges. So, but the last several years, farmland prices, according to USDA, have been fairly stable.
And you make note in this article that had it not been for commodity prices rising after the 1031 exchanges sort of laid off, that we might have seen a decline in the price of farmland. But
yep, there was a lot of concern in 2004, 5, and 6 that as we saw those price increases, and again we saw urban movement out from Chicago and other metropolitan areas buying up farmland, and then that trickling out to all farmland in Illinois, that when that ended, we would see a decline in farmland prices. But fortunately, about the time that that boom in urban development ended, commodity prices increased, and that caused cash rents to increase, and farmland prices have been holding steady.
Did I make note in the cash rents segment, and I think farmers will be interested to hear this or read it, that cash rents as a percentage of the value of the farmland have actually declined over time and not increased over time?
That is true. Farmland or the highest time when cash rent was highest relative to land price was in the mid-1980s. And at that point, overall, Illinois cash rent as a percent of land price was 8%. Since that time, cash rent has declined, and now it's under 4%. And last year, or 2010, it was 3.3% of land price.
And a lot of that has to do with the very low interest rates that we have currently.
That's absolutely right. We would expect if you had stable interest rates, that cash rent as a percent of land price should stay roughly the same. But over that same period, land or interest rates have declined and reached historic low levels here recently. But just to give you a feel for that, interest rate on a T-treasury notes 10 years have gone from 14% in 1982 down to, again, below 4% here recently.
You want to take up capitalized values of farmland for me?
What we do is compare what, if you looked at what cash rents are and what interest rates are, what that would imply for the value of the farmland, and we do that by calculating capitalized value. But what we really want to do is compare that capitalized value to the land price. And if land price gets very much above the capitalized value, you get concerned that that fundamentals aren't holding up the land prices at their current levels.
Can you go through the numbers that you give and the importance of interest rate declines and land values, and it takes all of this capitalized value into account, and you come up with some pretty interesting figures for what the price of farmland might have looked like under different scenarios.
Yep. Just to state that right now, our land price is actually below what we would calculate the capitalized value to be, and it's not 0.95, and that compares to the 2000 period when it was 2.5. But if you just look at where land prices would be had not interest rates declined, and we chose 1990 as a base year, right now our land values would be about a little over $3,000 lower had not interest rates declined. And we saw interest rates go from 8.5% down to the current level of 3.3%. If we used a 8.5% in our capitalization formula, land prices would be $3,000 lower today. Just to give you a feel for that, right now, that would be moving down from $5,000 down to roughly $2,000.
All right. I don't think that's what your farmland outlook price is, so tell me what you really think is going to happen.
Well, what we really think is going to happen is that from the recent increase in commodity prices is going to hold farmland prices stable at the levels they are, and maybe actually increase 2 to 3% increase in land prices would be consistent with what we're seeing cash rent wise right now, if using history as a guide. So we're looking at stable to increasing land prices over the next several years.
Anything else to add before I let you go?
If I were concerned about land prices in the future, what I think would be the factor that would have the largest impact on that would be interest rate increases. And sometime in the future, we're likely to see interest rate increases, and that could have a negative impact on land prices.
Gary, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Gary Schnitke is a farm management specialist at the University of Illinois. You've been listening to a Farm Talk podcast. I'm Todd Gleason.